Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Thank you so much for coming out this morning. And God revealed himself to Samuel by his word. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 21. I just love coming into God's presence. I just love coming into his presence. I remember when I was a teenager, I was so much on fire for God that one day my mom told me that if I was to translate it literally, what do you want from God? Do you want to enter his eyes? But that's how we should be about God. We should get excited about God and be passionate about God. Thank you, Lord. Do you want to enter his eyes? I want to enter and everything about God I'm excited about. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you cannot love God and not love his house. When you love him, we love his house. So thank you so much for taking the time to come out this morning. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And even as it is harvest time in the natural, even as it is harvest time in the natural, I pray in this season, from a spiritual standpoint as well, you get a mighty harvest from God. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. Oh, say a big louder, amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So this month we are studying on faith. Let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And we can study, we can study from now till the end of the year, but to really dig into it, it will take about 8 weeks. And for that, we'll probably have to have like 2 services a day. Somebody said, let's do that. We are getting to that point. We'll do it one of these days. Come to church all the time. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. But we'll do our best and let God himself continue to minister to us. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. This is so important. Thank you, Lord. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, and God commending him by accepting his gift. Verse 6. And without faith, let's all say that this morning. And without faith, it is impossible. It is impossible to please him. For whoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. May God bless the reading of his word. Whoever comes to God must believe that he is, that he exists, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. He says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, the conviction of things not seen. Moffat's translation put it this way, it says that we are convinced of things that we do not see. We are convinced of things that we do not see. You see, I mean, the frustration in the Christian life comes from a lack of understanding of what faith is. It's a conviction of things not seen. We are convinced of things not seen. Convinced of things not seen. And he says, for by it the people of old received their commendation. And by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God. So what is not seen was not made out of things that are visible. Everything that we see that God created and that we see in the visible realm came out of the invisible. It came out of the substance of faith through the word of God. We are convinced of things not seen. So last week we touched a little bit on what it is. Then we talked about the importance. Why do we even need to have faith? Then we touched on how faith comes. And if you missed it, go back and go through that message again and mark the scriptures. Meditate on it and let it get in your heart. And this morning we'll go a little step further here. Bible faith is always of the heart. It's always of the heart. It always has to do with the invisible. Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Thank you, Lord. We are convinced we cannot please God without it. So if you cannot please God without it, let's discover what it is, and then we can walk in the light of it and in the fullness of it. Thank you, Lord. Verse 8. Let's start from verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That's where you have to have the word, in your heart and in your mouth. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Verse 9, because if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. Notice, you confess with your mouth. You believe with your heart and confess with your mouth. Verse 10, for with the heart one believes. What do we believe with? With the heart. For with the heart one believes and is justified. And with the mouth one confesses and is saved. You have to have the word of God in two places. Your heart and your mouth. Your heart and your mouth. And notice that you believe with your heart. You don't believe with your physical. He's not talking about your physical heart. You don't believe with your physical organ that you have in your body any more than you can do anything with your lungs from a spiritual standpoint. Do you see that? He says, with the heart, one believes. Biblical faith, Bible faith, is of the heart, not of the head. For with the heart, one believes and is justified. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation or unto deliverance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mark that. That is so important. Because that is what Jesus was talking about in Mark chapter 11, verse 12. Let's start from Mark chapter 11, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. We will see that kind of faith in action in the life of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He says, on the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went out to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season of figs. And he said to it, notice what he said, may no one eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it. He said to the fig tree, see, in the land of Israel, those leaves, those trees that maintain their leaves also maintain their fruits. So he's looking for fruit. The King James says he answered and said to the tree. He said to it, no, may no one eat fruit from you again. And then verse 20 says, as they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Or literally, have the faith of God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt, notice the phrase, in his heart, but believes, where? In his heart, that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Amen. The disciples saw results as a result of what Jesus said. As soon as Jesus said to that fig tree, may no one eat fruit from you again. As far as he was concerned, that was the last day for that tree. The tree was still standing in the physical. And the Bible said the disciples heard it. The next day, when they came, they saw that the tree had withered from the roots. That's significant as well. When the words that Jesus spoke started working before everyone could see it. They saw it dried up from the roots. Then he figured that he has to explain what faith is to the disciples. Peter calling to remembrance. Oh, I love Peter. He was always one to speak first. He said, the fig tree that you cursed has withered from the roots. Then Jesus said, in the account in Matthew 21, he told them that if you can believe, not only would you do to the fig to do what I've been able to do, but if you will also say to the mountain, So he's showing them the how faith works, or the God kind of faith. He says, have faith like God, or literally have the God kind of faith. Not he spoke to the tree, he believed in his heart that what he said will come to pass, and it came to pass. That is how God created everything that we see. That's what Hebrews was talking about. By faith, we understand that what we see in the visible came out of the invisible. God believed it in his heart and spoke the world into existence. He created the moon, the stars, the trees, everything by the same process. And he's saying, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. He's offering his faith to us. And he shows us how it works. He says, I say to you, whoever says, whoever. I love the word whoever, whosoever. Because it's the same whosoever in John 3:16. Oh, that means I qualify as a whosoever. That means you also qualify as a whosoever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have the life of God, have eternal life. Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. If you will believe anybody in the world, if they will believe in their heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and confess Jesus as Lord, they will be saved. That is the same process by which we are saved. That is the God kind of faith. We believe when we heard the word of God, we believed in our heart, and then we made a confession with our mouth, and then we were saved. He's saying that the mountain before you, no matter what you may be confronted with, by the same principles, those impossible situations can begin to move. Believe it in your heart and speak it out of your mouth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is so important. That is so important. And then verse 24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Believe that you have received it. When you pray, the moment is the same principle. You have to believe. You see, the thing key to faith is understanding that it starts from the invisible unseen realm and works from that standpoint to the visible. So when you pray, the moment you pray, believe that you have received it, that you receive it from the invisible realm before it becomes visible here. It's the same thing that he's saying. When you speak with your mouth, not doubting, what you are saying is that what that person believes. He believes that what he says will come to pass. It may not have come to pass there, but he believes. That's what causes it to come to pass. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go back to the woman with the issue of blood. We see that clearly. He shall have whatsoever he says. Thank you, Lord. It will be done for him. Thank you, Lord. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Thank you, Lord. We'll see here again. It says, and there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who has suffered much under many physicians, and has spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard report about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Verse 28, notice it carefully. For she said, if I touch even his garment, I will be made well. And verse 34, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. The mountain that she needed moved out of her life was that disease. She said it first. She said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. The other account in Matthew says she said within herself, faith is of the heart. Bible faith is all, it's of the heart. It's not of the head. She believed the reports that she had heard about Jesus. And then she said, and Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. As we believe God's word and confess with our mouth, we will be made whole as well. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And another characteristic of this faith that we are talking about here is that it calls those things that be not as though they were. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. It says, as it is written, this is talking about Abraham, I have made you the father of many nations. I have made you, not I'm going to. I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead, and notice, and calls into existence the things that do not exist. King James says he calls those things that be not as though they were. That's what causes them to come to pass. And Abraham believed God. Abraham believed the word of God. Notice, God, he says, I have made you. These people are very old from the natural standpoint. Like I say humorously, I mean, Sarah has gone past menopause, and Abraham has gone papapause. If there is anything like that. They are way out there. But God said, I have made you a father of many nations. Abraham said, yes, sir, in the natural, there is no way I can give birth, but I believe God. I believe what the word of God has said. He takes on his new name, which means the father of many, Abraham, and begins to call himself by that name. Every time he mentioned his name, he was agreeing with God. He was agreeing with the word of God. That is so important. We have to get to that point where we act like God. We call those things that be not as though they were. Children of God have to act like God. We are imitators of the Father. So if it's okay for him to call those things that be not as though they were, it is also okay for us to call those things that be not as though they were. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We see this as well in so many places in the Bible where God calls those things that be not as though they were and they become. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, like for instance, the Shunammite woman. The Shunammite woman, she, her daughter had died. And she got to the point. Oh, let's read that story. The story of the Shunammite woman. Her child had died. But one day he went to the man of God and said, man of God. The child died and he went to the man of God. And he said, this child that I prayed for is dead. But notice what happened. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now I want to get to that account. That is so important. That is so important. She came to the man of God, and the man of God asked her, is the child well? She said, no, yes, the child is well. Is everything okay with you? He said, yes, the child, everything is okay with me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 18. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. 2 Kings 4, 18. It says, when the child, 2 Kings 4:18, when the child had grown, he went out one day to his father among the reapers. And he said to his father, oh, my head, my head. The father said to his servant, carry him to his mother. And when he had lifted him and brought him to his mother, the child sat on her lap till noon. And then he died. And she went up and laid him up on the bed of the man of God and shut the door behind him and went out. Then she called to her husband and said, send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys that I may quickly go to the man of God and come back again. And he said, why would you go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. She said, notice, all is well. All is well. Then she saddled the donkey and she went to her servant. Edge the animal on. Do not slacken that pays for me unless I tell you. And she set out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When the man of God saw her coming, he said to Gehazi, his servant, look, here is the Shunammite. Run at once to meet her and say to her, it's all well with you. It's all well with your husband. It's all well with your child. And she answered, all is well. Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? Remember, the child is dead. It can't get, the child is gone. But she says, she's maintaining and confessing that all is well. That all is well. That all is well. This morning, I don't know what may look like death. I don't know what may look like impossible in your life, that it may look like it's gone too far. I can assure you by the word of God, if you believe in your heart and speak his word out of your mouth, it will work out. All is well. What about the dead child? All is well. What about your business? All is well. What about your health? All is well. What about your children? All is well. She is calling those things that be not as though they were. And the child was raised back to life. The child is dead, but she is saying, all is well. This morning I have come to announce to you by the word of God, no matter how dark it may look, no matter how bleak it may look, you can stand before God and before every circumstance and cry out, all is well. Somebody say this morning, all is well. Say this morning, all is well. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. One day somebody was talking to my wife and she referenced that every time you keep saying, no matter what's going on, all is well. It has to be part of your language. All is well. You are calling those things that be not as though they were. And it becomes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When God speaks, faith is always now. If it's not now, it's not faith. Faith is always now. Faith is always in the present tense. Always in the present tense. And that's what causes it to come to pass. Notice another story in Judges chapter 7, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. Judges chapter 7 and verse 9. Thank you, Lord. It runs through all the Bible. Like, we can spend a long time there, but we want to notice how God functions, so we can function the same way and see results in our life. This was Gideon. He said, that same night, the Lord said to him, arise, go down against the camp. Notice, for I have given it into your hand. Not I am going to. God doesn't speak that way. He always calls those things that be not as though they were. The Midianites are more than them. But he appeared to him and says, I have given it into your hand. Verse 10, but if you are afraid to go down to the camp with Pura your servant, and you shall hear what they say. And afterhand, your hand shall be strengthened to go down against the camp. Then he went down with his servant to the outpost of the armed men who were in the camp. And the Midianite and the Amalekite and all the people of the east lay along the valley like locusts in abundance, and their camels were without number, as the sand that is on the seashore in abundance. When Gideon came, behold, a man was telling a dream to his comrade, and he said, I dreamed a dream, and behold, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian and came to the tent and struck it. So it fell and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat. And his comrade said, this is no other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. Notice, God has given into his hand Midian and all the camp. God said, let me help your faith a little bit here. I said it. It seems you still don't believe me. Let me give you, go into the camp of the enemy and hear what they are saying. Even the enemies agreeing that I have given it into your hand. But God calls those things that be not as though they were. It is so important. From a spiritual standpoint, the work is already done. Everything is already done. Notice as well in the life of Joshua. Thank you, Lord. Joshua chapter 6. We're going through all this for us to see it, so we can act the same way. Thank you, Lord. Joshua chapter 6. It says, now Jericho was shut up inside and out because of the people of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, notice the phrase, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, it with its king and mighty men of valor. I have given Jericho. I have. The walls are still up. Jericho is still fortified. But as far as God is concerned, it's done. As far as God is concerned, it is settled. But see, so it's giving him hope. The hope comes first. You have to see it first. See, I see it from my standpoint. But you also see it. I have given Jericho into your hand. And then he gave him instructions on what to do. But as far as God was concerned, those walls were already down. Oh, historians tell us that that wall was very thick. 6 chariots could pass on, right on that wall. God said, it's done. And so they go out, then they start going around the wall. But notice that when they started going around the wall was still up. Oh, but they were agreeing with God. They were working with God. They were obeying God. And the 7th day, when they shouted, that wall came down. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know what you may be confronted with, but as you agree with God, as you endeavor to hear his word and to obey and begin to act and speak in line with his word, in the name of Jesus, those walls of impossibility are coming down. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's so important. It's so important. You get up in the morning and speak the way God speaks. Everything on the redemption ticket has already been paid for. Notice, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Now, these scriptures will mean something to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every, not going to, we are already blessed. With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. We are not trying to get blessed. We are already blessed. Oh, sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I say, this is a blessed man right there. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing. But these blessings are in the heavenly places. These blessings are in the invisible realm. How do I bring it here into my day-to-day life where I need it? Faith makes the transfer. Faith makes the transfer. Faith makes the transfer. Oh, you are blessed. You are already blessed. From a financial standpoint, God sees you blessed. From a health standpoint, God sees you whole. Think about it. For the worst sinner, the most mean person in this city, no matter how worse or how bad they are, the new birth is already available for that person. All they have to do is hear about it and accept it. That is what God is calling us to do, to reach out. And he says, how can they believe without hearing? No, but the blessing is already there for that person. All they have to go through is go through that process that we read in Romans chapter 10, and they will be born again. It is the same for healing. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it's already done. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Thank you, Lord. It says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. So here he's talking about sin. Then he goes on to say, by his wounds. Notice, the words are not put in the Bible for just to fill up space. By his wounds, you have been healed. From God's standpoint, you have been healed. From God's standpoint, you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. From God's standpoint, the sin issue is settled. The sinner has to solve their issue on their end. They have to do the receiving. The healing as well is already done. There is now left with the receiving end. And that's where the work is. Oh, you have been healed. Let's say you had a radio receiver. You see, so many times we work on the sending end, the God side, but God has already done his part. If you had a radio station that you knew was here in town, and you were trying to dial in. Occasionally they go off air, but that does not happen often. And it wasn't your tuner wasn't getting to it, or it's not able to receive it. You won't call the radio station and ask them, are you people still on air? Are you still broadcasting? No, you will have the receiver checked. You will check the receiving end. So from his standpoint, he's saying, you have been healed. When sickness now comes to your body, you said, no, I am the healed. Please, I refuse to accept this package. By his stripes, I have been healed. You are a stranger here. I am not going to allow you in my body. I'm not going to allow you in my life. But God says, I have been healed. I believe his word, and I agree with him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It's so important. It works in the positive. It works in the negative. Oh, everybody may say the economy may be going down. Businesses are not doing well. No, don't join them to make that confession, because if you believe it in your heart and say it, it will come to pass. No, say to that business, it may look like it's dead. It may look like nothing is happening. Say to it that this business is thriving. This business is doing well. I am blessed and I am a blessing. So important, so important. Oh, when it comes to children, that really requires more faith there, right there. Oh, speak over them what you want to see, not what you see now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It applies in every realm, every sphere of life, every sphere of life. Believing the word of God and calling those things that be not as though they were. Calling those things that be not as though they were. And that's what causes it to become. It's so important. I cannot emphasize that enough. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 27, thank you, Lord, verse 21. Let's look at the Apostle Paul here. Acts 27, 21. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It says, since they had been without food for a long time, Paul stood up among them and said, men, you should have listened to me and have not set sail from Crete and incurred this injury and loss. Verse 22. Yet now I urge you to take heart, for notice, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night there stood before me an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I worship, and said, do not be afraid, Paul, you must stand before Caesar, and behold, notice, God has granted all those who sail with you. So take heart, man, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told. He's in a storm. The angel comes to him. And you see, faith always speaks the end results. God is very much aware that this man is in a storm. He doesn't even reference the storm. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You must go before Caesar. That means that from God's standpoint, you are coming out of the storm. You must stand before Caesar and testify. But notice what Paul said. So take out man. For I believe God that it will be exactly as I have been told. Oh, that is what Abraham did. He believed according to that which was spoken. He said, I believe that it will be exactly as I have been told. Somebody may say, an angel hasn't appeared to me. Peter, in writing in his epistle, says, we have a more sure word of prophecy. He was referencing when they were on the mountain and they heard the voice of God. But he said, even though we heard the voice of God on the mountain, we have a more sure word of prophecy. So you can go to the word of God and say, God has given me his word. I refuse to doubt. Wherefore says, I believe God. Wherefore says, oh, in the harder places sometimes, oh, I stand there and I say, in the presence of Almighty God, in the presence of Jesus, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, in the presence of the angels of God, the devil in your presence as well, and all your agents, I can tell you, wherefore says, I believe God. Who are the says that I'm addressing? I'm addressing all of them and saying, I believe God and I stand on his way. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Wherefore says, I believe God. And he was delivered from that situation. He was delivered from that situation. And he went on to Rome and continued with his ministry. The storm wasn't able to send him under. No, he survived the storm. Learned to speak in line with God's word. Faith acts like God's word is true. Faith talks like God's word is true. And your talk is part of your walk. He says we live by faith. We walk by faith. We live by faith. We live by faith and not by sight. We walk by the invisible. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. So where you are today, don't speak where you are. Speak where you are going. Speak and agree with God. No matter how dead it looks like, no matter how impossible it looks like, no matter what the mountain may be, speak in line with the word of God. Think about Naaman. When the king, when the prophet told him to go and dip 7 times in the Jordan River. Now, one of the characteristics of faith is that faith obeys. We endeavor to obey the word of God. When they said go and dip in the Jordan river 7 times, he started reasoning with his mind. There are other cleaner rivers around here, prophet. If you want me to go and dip in something else, I can go anywhere, but not this river. But he went and obeyed. Think about it. What if he had stopped this 5th time? Nothing would have happened. What if the children of Israel, when they were told to march around the wall, when they got to the 5th day, they just said, we have been doing this. It doesn't make sense. These people will think that we are foolish. We get up in the morning and we are silent. They say nobody should talk. We've gone around the 1st day, nothing has happened. We've gone around the 2nd day, nothing has happened. No, I refuse to be a fool. Let's all go home and go and sleep. It's not going to happen. Nothing would have happened. Nothing would have happened. And then the blind man who was told in John chapter 9, verse 7, go and wash in the pool of Siloam and you will come back seeing. Jesus said to him. Then he says, tradition says that a young man was leading him. He must have gotten there somehow. But if he gets to a little pond, on the side and say, okay, we've traveled far enough. Let's just do this in the pond and let me see. Would it have happened? No. It's the obedience of faith. Hebrews 11:8 says that by faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Abraham obeyed. God, whatever you have said to me in your word, I will obey it. I will do whatever you reveal to me in your word. Reveal whatever you have revealed, that is what I will do. And as we endeavor to obey his word, as we endeavor to put his word in our mouth and speak it out of our mouth, we are creating our future. We are creating our future. Again, I remember when I was so passionate for God. I desired God so much that sometimes I would take the money that my parents had given to me to take a taxi to church midweek. And I will walk instead. And I'll put all the money in the offering. And while I'm walking on that dusty road, it's in my heart. It's in my heart. God, I will preach this gospel to the nations of the world. I will preach it to the nations of the world that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus baptizes with the Holy Ghost, and Jesus makes everyone whole. Some of the things I said back then, I'm seeing it. And where we are going in the future, we are started declaring it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's wrap up with this. John chapter 11, verse 41. Thank you, Lord. Speak in line with the word of God. Don't speak the negative, contrary circumstances. John chapter 11, verse 41. Thank you, Lord. This was when the Lazarus was dead. Notice what Jesus said. This is the same principle. The key is to get how God operates. John chapter 11, verse 41. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, so they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. I thank you that you are not going to. Think about it. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. The people are concerned. Jesus, we have believed you all the way up to this point. Please don't embarrass us. Don't put us in this embarrassing situation. Let him die. Leave him to die. Jesus, I follow him in my imagination. Walks majestically to that tomb. He has already talked to the Father about it. Death doesn't mean anything for Jesus. No. No matter what you may be going, it doesn't mean anything for God. With God, if you can believe, all things are possible. But notice, he gets to the tomb and he says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I thank you that this thing is already settled. He's calling those things that be not as though they were. That is faith. That is how God functions. That is how he wants us to function as his children. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I'm just saying it for these people to get to know that you sent me. Now, Lazarus, come out. Come out. And he that had been dead, bound with clothes, bound. The way they embalm you, these people, these Jews, there's no way you are getting out. You are really embalmed. And when he came out, he said, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you sit under the influence of the word of God, anything in your life that may look impossible, as you obey God's word, as you endeavor to stay faithful to God, as you endeavor to obey instructions in his word, I see you coming out loose. I see you coming out. If that's you, say a big amen. Or say a loud amen. You are coming out. 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 It is well. Glory be to the name of God. Oh, I didn't get to the next part of this, chapter 2. Oh, glory be to God. The good news is, faith is not something you get. Faith is something you have. We all have a measure of this kind of faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. I'll just seed you with that and we'll continue next week. Thank you, Lord. For by grace, Romans 12:3, by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith God has assigned. We as believers don't have to struggle for this kind of faith. We already have it. As it says in other translations, it says the measure of faith has been dealt to you. Has been dealt to you. You have the measure of this kind of faith. You already have it. That's how you got faith, saved. Ephesians 2:8. We are saved by grace through faith. And then 2 Corinthians. This is a clincher. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We have the same, this a measure of it. Everybody has a measure of it. Sometimes it may appear that some people have more. It's as you feed it on the word of God and put it into practice, then it continues to grow. That's another message. There are levels of faith. But here, notice, 2 Corinthians 4:13. Since we have, we are not trying to get it. We already have it. The same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believe and so I speak. We also, that means it includes him, the apostle, as well as the people that he's writing to. We also believe, and so we also speak. Wasn't that the same kind of faith that Jesus Christ was describing in Mark 11:23? We have the same spirit of faith, and so we believe, and therefore we speak. We already have it. Put it into practice. It will change your world. It will change your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Shut your eyes and say this. Thank you, Lord. Let's all say this together. I have a measure of the kind of faith that created the world in the beginning. I have a measure of the kind of faith that created the world. In the beginning, I am a believer. I am not a doubter. I am a believer. I am not a doubter. Oh, give him praise and glory this morning. Thank you, Lord. We have it. The same spirit of faith. Believe, and therefore we speak. Thank you, Lord. This morning, if you are here, or if you are listening to us online or watching us online, access to this faith that we are talking about here starts with being born again, with coming into the kingdom of God, receiving. Notice the verse that we started with. It's not hard. If you will believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and confess Jesus is Lord. He may not be your Lord today, but as you make that confession, he switches and becomes your Lord. As you call those things that be not as though they were, he becomes your Lord. If you will confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. Oh, this morning, if you are here, you want us to pray with you to receive this gift and to experience God's very best. Just raise your hands and we'll pray with you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, to begin your new walk with Jesus. Or if you're listening or watching online, you just say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came to die for me. Today, I receive you as my Savior. I confess you as my Lord. I believe that you were raised from the dead. and thank you. I'm saying, thank you. And I'm saying, and if you are sick in your body as well, let's say the process is the same. You can receive healing in your body. You can receive healing in your relationship. You can receive healing. If you need healing in your body this morning, just say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. Thank you that you yourself, you bore my sins on the tree, that I may live unto righteousness. And thank you that by your stripes I'm healed. I'm healed. I receive healing in my body, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Destroy my sickness in Jesus' mighty name. Now give him praise and glory this morning. 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 May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you and give you his peace. May this week be a most blessed week. May this week be a most fruitful week. May goodness and mercy follow you every single day of this week. May he put a song in your mouth. May he put a testimony in your mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus, you experience. Everybody say a big amen. Say a big amen. Oh, say a louder amen. Say amen. Oh, glory be to God.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.